Китти танцевала в первой паре, и, к ее счастью, ей не надо было говорить, потому что Корсунский все время бегал, распоряжаясь по своему хозяйству.
Kitty danced in the first pair. Luckily for her, she did not have to speak, since Korsunsky's kept running back and forth, managing his domain. Domain.
Владение, территория. Второе значение – область, сфера.
In the domain of science.
В области науки.
In the domain of literature.
В области литературы.
Kitty danced in the first pair. Luckily for her, she did not have to speak, since Korsunsky kept running back and forth, managing his domain.
Luckily for her, к ее счастью, kept running back and forth, все время бегал вперед и назад, managing his domain, распоряжаясь по своему хозяйству.
Kitty danced in the first pair. Luckily for her, she did not have to speak, since Korsunsky kept running back and forth, managing his domain.
Вронский с Анной сидели почти против нее.
Вронский and Anna were sitting almost opposite her. Вронский and Anna were sitting almost opposite her.
Она видела их своими дальнозоркими глазами, видела их и вблизи, когда они сталкивались в парах. И чем больше она видела их, тем больше убеждалась, что несчастье ее свершилось.
She saw them with her far-sighted eyes, and she saw them close by as well, when they met in the figures. The more she saw them, the more she was convinced that her unhappiness was complete.
Far-sighted, дальнозоркий, near-sighted, близорукий. She saw them with her far-sighted eyes. Она видела их своими дальнозоркими глазами.
Convinced.
Убежден.
To convince.
Убеждать.
She saw them with her far-sighted eyes, and she saw them close by as well, when they met in the figures. The more she saw them, the more she was convinced that her unhappiness was complete.
The more she saw them, the more she was convinced. И чем больше она видела их, тем больше она убеждалась. The more she saw them, the more she was convinced that her unhappiness was complete. Что несчастье ее свершилось. To complete something, что-то закончить. Completed, законченный, окончательный.
She saw them with her far-sighted eyes, and she saw them close by as well, when they met in the figures. The more she saw them, the more she was convinced that her unhappiness was complete.
Она видела, что они чувствовали себя наедине в этой полной зале.
She saw that in this crowded room they felt by themselves. By themselves.
Наедине.
She saw that in this crowded room they felt by themselves.
И на лице Вронского, всегда столь твердым и независимым, она видела то поразившее ее выражение потрясенности и покорности, похожее на выражение умной собаки, когда она виновата. В русском языке собака – она, как о человеке, в английском языке о животных говорится как о предметах. Это – it.
And on Vronsky's face, which was always so resolute and self-possessed, she saw that expression of bewilderment and submission, which had startled her, an expression like that of an intelligent dog when it feels guilty. Resolute.
Твердый, решительный, непоколебимый. Второе значение – выносить резолюцию, принимать решение.
Bewilderment.
Смущение, замешательство.
Bewildered.
Смущенный, озадаченный, сбитый с толку.
To bewilder.
Озадачить, смутить.
Submission.
Подчинение. Submissive. Покорный, подчиняющийся. She saw that expression of bewilderment and submission.
Startled.
Поразила, удивила.
Which had startled her.
Которая поразила ее. To startle, поражать, удивлять. Синоним to astonish.
And on Vronsky's face, which was always so resolute and self-possessed, she saw an expression of bewilderment and submission, which had startled her. An expression like that of an intelligent dog when it feels guilty.
When it feels guilty, о собаке, как о предмете. When it feels guilty, когда она чувствует себя виноватой.
And on Vronsky's face, which was always so resolute and self-possessed, she saw that expression of bewilderment and submission which had startled her, an expression like that of an intelligent dog when it feels guilty.
Anna smiled, and the smile passed on to him. She became thoughtful, and he turned serious. Some supernatural force drew Kitty's eyes to Anna's face. In her simple black gown, Anna was enchanting. Enchanting were her full arms with their bracelets, enchanting her strong neck with its pearl necklace, enchanting the straying curls of her loose hair, enchanting the graceful light movements of her small feet and hands, enchanting her beautiful, animated face. But there was something terrifying and cruel in her enchantment. Kitty admired her even more than before and suffered more and more. Kitty felt crushed, and her face showed it. When Vronsky came across her in the course of the mazurka, he did not recognize her at first. She had changed so much. "What a splendid ball," he said to her, just to say something. "Yes," she replied.
Анна улыбалась, и улыбка передавалась ему. Она задумывалась, и он становился серьезен. Какая-то сверхъестественная сила притягивала глаза Кити к лицу Анны. Она была прелестна в своем простом черном платье. Прелестны были ее полные руки с браслетами. Прелестная твердая шея с ниткой жемчуга, прелестны вьющиеся волосы расстроившейся прически, прелестны грациозные легкие движения маленьких ног и рук. Прелестно это красивое лицо в своем оживлении, но было что-то ужасное и жестокое в ее прелести. Кити любовалась ей еще больше, чем прежде, и все больше и больше страдала. Кити чувствовала себя раздавленно, и лицо ее выражало это. Когда Вронский увидал ее, столкнувшись с ней в мазурке, он не вдруг узнал ее, так она изменилась. «Прекрасный бал!» — сказал он ей, чтобы сказать что-нибудь. «Да», — отвечала она.
Она улыбалась, и улыбка передавалась ему.
Anna smiled, and the smile passed on to him.
Passed on — передавалась. Passed on to him — передавалась ему.
Anna smiled, and the smile passed on to him.
Она задумывалась, и он становился серьезен.
She became thoughtful, and he turned serious. Thoughtful.
Задумчивый.
She became thoughtful.
Она становилась задумчивой.
She became thoughtful, and he turned serious.
Какая-то сверхъестественная сила притягивала глаза Кити к лицу Анны.
Some supernatural force drew Kitty's eyes to Anna's face.
Supernatural, сверхъестественный. Supernatural force, сверхъестественная сила. To draw, drew, drawn, притягивала.
Some supernatural force drew Kitty's eyes to Anna's face.
Она была прелестна в своем простом черном платье. Прелестны были ее полные руки с браслетами, вьющиеся волосы, расстроившиеся прически. Прелестны грациозные легкие движения маленьких ног и рук. Прелестно это красивое лицо в своем оживлении. Но было что-то ужасное и жестокое в ее прелести.
In her simple black gown, Anna was enchanting. Enchanting with her full arms, with their bracelets, enchanting her strong neck with its pearl necklace, enchanting the straying curls of her loose hair, enchanting the graceful light movements of her small feet and hands, enchanting her beautiful, animated face. But there was something terrifying and cruel in her enchantment. Gown.
Вечерний наряд, вечернее платье.
Simple black gown.
Простой вечерний наряд.
Enchanting.
Очаровательный, пленительный, обворожительный.
To enchant.
Обвораживать, приводить в восторг.
Sleeping Beauty was enchanted.
Второе значение – колдовской, волшебный, околдованный. Спящая красавица была околдована.
Straying.
To stray – заблудиться, отбиться от стада.
Stray cat
– бездомная кошка.
Enchanting the straying curls of her loose hair.
Выбившиеся кудри ее прически.
Animated.
Подвижный, полный жизни.
Enchanting her beautiful animated face.
Прекрасно было ее подвижное лицо.
Cruel.
Жестокий.
There was something terrifying and cruel in her enchantment.
Но было что-то жестокое и страшное в ее прелести.
In her simple black gown, Anna was enchanting. Enchanting were her full arms with their bracelets, enchanting her strong neck with its pearl necklace, enchanting the straying curls of her loose hair, enchanting the graceful light movements of her small feet and hands, enchanting her beautiful animated face. But there was something terrifying and cruel in her enchantment.
Кити любовалась ею больше, чем прежде, и все больше и больше страдала.
Kitty admired her even more than before, and suffered more and more.
To suffer – страдать. Suffered more and more – все больше и больше страдала. To admire – преклоняться.
Kitty admired her even more than before, and suffered more and more.
Кити чувствовала себя раздавленной, и лицо ее выражало это.
Kitty felt crushed, and her face showed it.
To crush – разбить, раздавить. Crushed airplane – разбитый самолет.
Kitty felt crushed, and her face showed it.
Когда Вронский увидал ее, столкнувшись с ней в мазурке, он не вдруг узнал ее, так она изменилась.
When Vronsky came across her in the course of the mazurka, he did not recognize her at first. She had changed so much.
She had changed so much. Так она изменилась. Had плюс третья форма глагола. Рассказ ведется в прошлом времени. Она изменилась до этого времени. She had changed.
When Vronsky came across her in the course of the mazurka, he did not recognize her at first. She had changed so much.
Прекрасный бал, сказал он ей, чтобы сказать что-нибудь.
What a splendid ball, he said to her, just to say something. What a splendid ball, he said to her, just to say something.
A summary of new vocabulary. Several. Vronsky and Anna danced around the room several times. Scarcely. Kitty had scarcely enough time to say a few words to Countess Nordston. I scarcely know her. To follow. He followed her. Count. Countess. Spasmodic. There was a spasmodic conversation, first about the Korsunskys' husband and wife, then about a projected public theater. Projected. To project a new plan. Her form projected against the sky. To entertain. Entertainer. Entertainingly. He described them very entertainingly as sweet 40-year-old children. The conversation touched her to the quick. To sink. To sink, sank, sunk. What she was waiting for, her heart sinking. Her heart sank more and more. Alarm. To alarm. His not asking her for the mazurka did not alarm her. Previously. Previous. She danced the mazurka with him at previous balls. Joyous. For Kitty, the whole ball was a magic dream of joyous flowers, sounds, and movements. Unexpected. She suddenly saw her in a new and unexpected light. Elation. She saw in her the elation of success she knew so well. Rapture. Anna was drunk with her wine of the rapture she had aroused. Rapturous applause. Quivering. The quivering light flashing in her eyes. His hands quivered. Precision. The graceful precision, accuracy, and lightness of her movements. Precise. Precisely at 6 o'clock. Distress. To be in distress. Distressed area. Without giving any help to the distressed young man who had lost the thread of his conversation. Thread. Seemingly. Seemingly under the spell of the merry, resounding, peremptory cries of Korsunsky. Resounding. The grove resounded with the songs of birds. Peremptory. The orders are peremptory. In a peremptory tone. To admire. Admiration. It's not the admiration of the crowd that's gone to her head. Flare. A joyous light flared up in her eyes. Curve. to curve. A smile of happiness curved her red lips. Nonchalance. What had become of the calm nonchalance of his expression? Nonchalant. A nonchalant attitude. Submissive. Submission. In his eyes, there was nothing but the expression of submission and terror. Decisive. Every word they said was decisive for their fate and hers. To overlay. Overlaid. Everything was overlaid by a mist in Kitty's heart. To prop up. Only the strict school of training she had gone through propped her up and forced her to do what was required of her, that is, dance, talk, even smile. A moment of despair laid hold of her. Lack. Lack of money. She lacked courage. She lacked the strength. Shattered. She felt shattered. Folds. Twofold. Rapidly. Rapid. With rapid short strokes, she fanned her glowing face. Stroke. Glow. Blade. Blade of grass. To flutter. A butterfly that had just settled on a blade of grass and was about to flutter off at any moment. Flags fluttered in the wind. Despair. A moment of despair laid hold of her. Out of despair. Desperate. Soundless. To quiver. Kitty's lower lip quivered. Tremulous. Her voice tremulous with tears. Tremulous line. Domain. Korsunsky kept running back and forth, managing his domain. In the domain of science. In the domain of literature. Far-sighted. She saw them with her far-sighted eyes. Near-sighted. To convince. To be convinced. The more she saw them, the more she was convinced that her unhappiness was complete. In the crowded room, they felt by themselves. Resolute. Vronsky's face was always so resolute and self-possessed. To bewilder. Bewilderment. Bewildered. To startle. It startled her. Supernatural. Some supernatural force drew Kitty's eyes to Anna's face. Gown. In her simple black gown, Anna was enchanting. To enchant. Sleeping Beauty was enchanted. Enchanting. Pearl. Necklace. Enchanting was her strong neck with its pearl necklace. Stray. Stray cat. Straying curls of her loose hair. Animated. Enchanting her beautiful, animated face. The previous passages were read in English by Annette Bauer and in Russian by Ilona Davidova.